Hello and welcome to episode one of another Eiffel Presentations podcast series. If you are a regular listener, you'll probably be aware that Eiffel's MD Simon Morton has been at the 2012 Presentation Summit in Arizona. And apart from the pool party, Simon has been working really hard for the great and good of all presenters. And nothing epitomises this more than by Simon securing an interview with the head of Microsoft PowerPoint, Sean Villaren. We've split this interview down into a series of three bite-sized segments, and in this first podcast, Sean highlights his favourite new features of the eagerly awaited release of PowerPoint 2013, and how the new web apps blows the previous version out of the water.
So my name's Sean Villaren. I'm the Group Program Manager at Microsoft, and my primary responsibility is to run the PowerPoint Program Management team.
And you've been doing that for
quite a long time. So I've actually been doing it since 1996, so about 16 years.
So you have lived and breathed PowerPoint from, I'm just trying to do the maths, so 97?
Yeah, I actually worked a little bit on PowerPoint 95 as an intern before that. So I've seen quite a few iterations of the PowerPoint product.
Excellent. So things are really hotting up for the launch of 2013, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're basically winding down. So we've spent just about 3 years working on the next version of PowerPoint. Really excited to get it to customers. Probably to have general availability the first quarter of calendar 13. I know it's vague, but it's the best we can do at this point. A couple of really big innovations this time. In 2013, we've got a bunch of improvements in the rich client. So that's sort of the classic version of PowerPoint that people have known and hopefully have loved over the years. Perhaps one of our biggest achievements this time is what we call presenter view, and really unlocking the power of PowerPoint so that when you as a presenter are giving your presentation, you have everything you possibly need at your fingertips. You've got a big, beautiful copy of the slide. You've got an indication about what the next slide or the next build is going to look like. You have full access to your speaker notes. And what's magical about this is it just automatically works. When we detect you have an external monitor, we don't require you to turn on presenter view. We just do it for you because that's probably what you want. So really excited about the rich client there. On the web app side, which is the new version of sort of web-based PowerPoint experiences for reading and for editing documents, we've completely revamped our editor. So I challenge you to find a presentation you can't create using the web app. It's markedly better than what we had in 2010. Really excited about it. And one of the big things we've done in the web app, in particular on the viewing side, is to really embrace H.264. So for those of you really wanting to incorporate multimedia in your presentation, I think you're going to absolutely love the web app.
Which really taken on Google, isn't it?
I think they've been a great inspiration for moving to the cloud. And it sort of caused us to take a step back and say, hey, now that we've got this cloud opportunity, what can we do with it? I think like Google and like a couple of other companies, we've started to see just how powerful the cloud can be. What I actually think is really cool at Microsoft's strategy is while we have the web app, which is incredibly cool for viewing presentations on the cloud, for editing presentations on the cloud, we've actually started to use the cloud to enhance our rich clients. And perhaps one of my favorite features, it's one of the simplest features we have in 2013, but it blows people away. If you open up a PowerPoint presentation, you go through it, you're on slide 6, you've got to go catch a plane, so you just shut PowerPoint down. The next time you load that PowerPoint presentation up, we're going to tell you, oh, welcome back. Last time you were looking at this, you were on slide 6. Do you want us to take you there? And we use the cloud to do that. So it doesn't matter which device you come back to. We're always going to tell you were on slide 6. And I think if we look at how that will evolve over time, yes, the web apps are going to be incredible. They're going to be very, very important going forward. But it just shows the life that the rich clients have. It's certainly not waning by any stretch of the imagination.
No, that's very smart.
Eiffel's Simon Morton there talking to Microsoft's Sean Villaren, the head of the PowerPoint Program Management team. In episodes 2 and 3 of this series, find out how Microsoft are trying to battle death by PowerPoint and some of the plans that Microsoft have for PowerPoint in the future. Thanks for listening.